Unit 5, Lesson 3, Students' Book, pages 46 and 47, Activity 8. Listen to and read the story.
The Discovery of Vaccination. In the 18th century, a terrible disease called smallpox killed 10% of the population every year. It killed men, women and children. It killed rich people and poor people. It killed kings and queens. In 1796, Edward Jenner was a doctor. He worked in a small village in England.
Hello, Sarah. What's the matter?
I've got a headache and lots of spots. I think I've got smallpox.
Where do you work?
I work on a farm. I milk the cows.
Have the cows got spots?
Yes, they have.
Don't worry, Sarah. You haven't got smallpox. You've got cowpox. It isn't a serious disease.
Jenna noticed that people who got cowpox didn't get smallpox.
Perhaps cowpox protects people from smallpox. But how can I prove it?
Jenna asked a boy from the village to do an experiment with him. He rubbed pus from one of Sarah's spots into a scratch on the boy's arm. 4 days later,
I've got a headache, Doctor. I've got a fever and lots of spots.
When did it start?
Yesterday.
Don't worry. You've got cowpox. It isn't serious.
10 days later,
I'm feeling better.
In the second part of the experiment, Jenna rubbed pus from a smallpox patient into a scratch on the boy's arm.
I don't want to get smallpox.
Don't worry.
1 week later,
I haven't got spots or any symptoms of smallpox.
This proves that cowpox protects people from smallpox.
Jenna repeated the experiment with many people. He always got the same result.
The word for cow in Latin is vacca. So, I call this treatment vaccination.
Doctors continued to use and develop Jenna's vaccination theories. Today, there aren't any cases of smallpox in the world, and vaccination is used against many other diseases.